Members from Tampa Bay Area Tea Party and 912 groups held signs and flags to speak out against extra scrutiny that the IRS has given to conservative groups. Sharon Clavert, co-founder of the Tampa Tea Party, hoped to spread awareness of what she called the IRS's egregious activities.
This is a nationwide rally across the country for Tea Party conservative patriot organizations to stand together and bring to the forefront that we will not stand for the activities that the IRS, what we have seen that has been reported on, occur. And we also know that organizations, including one of our partner organizations here locally, actually did get impacted by or targeted by the IRS.
The group Clavert is referring to is a local conservative advocacy group called Tampa 912. According to the group's chair, Tim Curtis, the group originally filed their 501c4 in February of 2010. In August, the group was asked by the IRS to submit what Curtis called intruding questions about their organization. It wasn't until January of 2011 that the IRS finally approved the group's tax-exempt status.
But certainly in retrospect, we were wondering why they were asking us, what courses are we teaching? What research material were we using to teach the courses? And I'll tell you further, I wonder if they weren't at that point having someone come and sit in on some of our meetings, which, oh, by the way, would have been wonderful for me because maybe they could have learned a little bit about our Constitution.
While some protesters waved American flags and held up signs that read Fire Obama, Tampa resident Henry McKay dressed in a Revolutionary Era outfit and spoke about his own experiences being on the receiving end of an IRS audit that he believes was unfounded. McKay believes that the solution to the IRS scandal is to enforce constitutional limits on the federal government.
Well, obviously the hearings that have come out here recently where they've targeted people, that is power gone amok. They're not bound by the Constitution, they're bound by political will, basically. And that we have to rein in this federal mafia in a sense. So that's my function here today, apart with all these other people, is just say, IRS, you're out of the box. Get back in the box. Start following the rules. Start following the Constitution, will you?
Meanwhile, in Washington, Douglas Shulman, former chief of the IRS, told the Senate Finance Committee today that he had no knowledge of the targeting that occurred while he was in charge and that the issue should have been brought up the chain to him. For WMNF News, I'm Roberto Roldan, reporting from Tampa.